Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on.
Oh, my dear Wicked, I do miss you.
Those were the days, huh, boys? You and that wicked witch. All cozy and cuddly.
Holding hands, looking dreamy-eyed and stuff.
I hated that part. What I miss is Wicked's spark, her feistiness, her dark edge of villainy, her desire to be number one.
But, boss, you're number one.
How true. However, what good is it to be the most despised villain in cyber history when I have no one with whom to share my success and tyranny?
You've always got us, boys.
Yes, but it's Wicked I want. I must find a way to get her back. I've got it. If I make everyone in cyberspace unhappy, then Wicked will be happy and she'll come running back to handsome and charming me. And what better place to start than Happily Ever Afterville? I finally located the Book of Unhappy Endings. It's in here, in the Enchanted Forest, inside three boxes concealed in a large rock. As if that could keep it safe from the Hacker. The book contains all the unhappy endings to ruin the fairy tale of my choosing. Or all of them, if I wish. And of course, I do. You see, my new hacker drill can break through anything. Start drilling!
Yay!
Now the first box! And the second box! There's third, but be careful! Yes, the Book of Unhappy Endings. From now on, Happily Ever Afterville will be known as Miserably Ever Afterville. Yes!
For bringing your Earth pals, Didge.
Glad we could help, guys.
Yep, Burke was definitely the way to go.
I still think Straw is prettier.
We don't need pretty, Ziff. We need sturdy.
What?
Whoa, what just happened?
Listen, somebody's crying.
It's the town crier.
What happened, Mr. Crier?
Hacker has stolen the Book of Unhappy Endings and released unhappiness throughout the land!
What's the Book of Unhappy Endings?
Once upon a time, the king wished for all the fairy tales to remain happy forever.
So the King's Fairy Borgfather created a magical book, then spoke the magic words.
And they all lived happily ever after.
And all the kingdom's unhappy endings disappeared into the book. The book was taken to the Enchanted Forest, where it was placed inside three boxes made of Herculaneum. The lid of each box fit perfectly, creating a powerful seal. Never again would unhappiness escape and disturb the peace of Happily Ever Afterville.
But now, Hacker has stolen the book and released the unhappy endings!
So that's what happened to our house.
What can we do to help, Mr. Crier?
Hacker took the book to the castle and declared himself king! You must recover the book and say the magic words, and they all lived happily ever after.
If you do that, the unhappy endings will be trapped all over again.
Then the book has to go back into the three magic boxes.
And the lids have to fit perfectly, or the magic seal won't work.
Come on, we gotta go get that book.
Wait, we should go see what Hacker did first. What if he took the boxes? Take us to the Enchanted Forest, please.
I can't. I must tell the others our tale of woe. All is not well.
Let me out. I'm the king.
Sorry. There's a new king in town.
And his name is Hacker.
Oh, Hacky, look. Cinderella won't be going to the ball after all.
What a shame. Poor girl.
I can't believe you made all these fairy tale folk miserable. Just for little old me.
If you're happy, I'm happy.
Oh, what a terrible, dastardly Borg you are.
I know. Aren't I wonderful?
By the way, if this is going to be our castle together, perhaps we could make a few improvements.
What sort of improvements do you have in mind, my dear?
Well, to begin with, I need a new broom closet. Yes, I do.
A new broom closet, of course! Buzz! Delete! I have a job for you!
Here's one of the boxes, but there's no lid. Looks like Hacker destroyed it when he stole the book.
No lid here either. The box has gotta have lids.
Oh, my! There's something the town crier forgot to tell you. If the unhappy endings aren't back in the book by sundown, the spell is broken. Happily Ever Afterville will never be happy again.
How are we gonna make new lids and get the book back by sundown?
We'll have to split up. Ditch, you and Inez get the book from Hacker. Matt, you stay with me, and we'll figure out how to make new lids.
But what about me? What can I do?
Stay here and help us, Ziff.
We'll need this to hold the book. Come on, Inez, to the castle.
This looks about tall enough for a closet door, huh, Dee Dee?
Yep, looks wide enough, too.
There you go. Let's hang it.
Easy, easy. Okay.
One new broom closet for the wicked one.
Whoa! Uh-oh. Cyber Sharks! Looks like Hacker brought in some protection.
Come on, Ditch. We gotta hurry.
All right. Let's find a way in.
This is all the Herculaneum I could find.
That's great. Thanks, Sif.
Looks like enough for the lids. But how are we going to make a lid out of this weird shape? It's got to fit the box exactly.
I have an idea. Lay it on the ground and put the box on top. See? Now we can trace around the box and get the exact shape.
Here, use my carpenter's pencil.
Thanks!
Oh.
I don't mean to be critical, but that doesn't look like it's going to fit the box.
You're right. What happened?
Maybe the box moved when he traced it. I'll hold it for you this time.
Now we're talking.
How are we going to cut it out?
Wanna try my new laser cutter? And you better put on these safety goggles.
One lid down, two to go.
Oh, Hacky! Do you have a moment?
For you the rest of my life.
Well, I've been thinking. Since I am the queen, wouldn't it be nice to have my portrait up here?
Wiki dear, my portrait's up there.
But didn't you say, if I'm happy, you're happy?
Well, yes, I suppose I did.
Having my portrait over the mantle would definitely make me happy.
Fine. I'll put up your picture.
The big box is totally stuck. There's no way we can trace the box like we did last time.
Then how are we gonna make a lid that fits perfectly?
Everybody chill. Look at the box. It's a rectangle. So all we have to do is make a rectangle for the lid, like this. See?
That's true, but we should measure the sides. We don't have any Herculaneum to spare, so we can't make a mistake.
Here, use my tape measure.
Awesome. Thanks, Ziff. Matt, I'll measure. You write down the numbers. 16 cyber inches up this side. And this side, too. The opposite sides are equal. 18 cyber inches across the top and the bottom.
Got it. Let's draw the real deal.
Ruler, anyone?
Ziff, you are amazing.
Go for it, Jax.
16 cyber inches up the side. And 18 across. I'll just finish it off. Got it.
Jax, your rectangle is kind of leaning.
Yeah, but why? I measured right and my lines are straight.
Here's the problem. Your drawing doesn't have square corners. A rectangle has to have square corners.
What is that thing?
It's called a carpenter's square, because it's got a square corner, see?
Hey, is that corner square?
Yep, square as can be.
That gives me an idea. May I have that? Since we know this corner is square, I'll start the rectangle here. 16 cyber inches up this side, and 18 across the bottom. How do I use this to make the rest of the rectangle?
I saw my brothers do this once. I'll put it here to make the square corner. Just line up the straight side of the carpenter's square with the straight side of your material.
Got it. 18 cyber inches across the top, and 16 up this side. And we've got our rectangle.
Home run, team. Let's cut to fit.
Laser cutter.
A perfect fit. We're 2 for 2.
That looks so much better, don't you think, Hacky?
Anything for my queen.
Well, in that case, there is one more teensy itsy-weensy, itsy-bitsy thing I need from my big, strong, hacky-wacky.
Yes, my dear.
You know that flag flying above the castle? It would be so sweet if you were to put my face on it.
You want your face on my flag?
You want me to be happy, don't you?
Maybe two faces can fit on it.
No, no! Two faces would be much too crowded! You know, maybe we should just forget this whole king and queen idea. You'd be much happier by yourself, alone, without me. I'll just go pack my things.
Wait! Don't go! I'll put your face on the flag! I'll put it on both sides!
Oh, you're just so good to me, my king! Now! Yikes!
No!
Oh, man! Ditch, you okay?
Sheesh! That was almost an unhappy ending.
Ha-ha! If you think that was an unhappy ending, just wait! Yeah!
The small box has to be around here somewhere.
Wait, I just remembered. Digit and Inez took it with them.
How can we make the lid if we don't have the box?
Matt, are you there?
Inez, is that you? We need your help.
We could use yours too, Matt.
Okay, but do you guys still have that box? We need to know how big it is so we can make the lid.
We need the measurements.
Got the box right here.
Hurry!
Hold this, Kingy. The long sides are 14 cyber inches. The short ones are 12.
Got it. 12 by 14. Thanks. Now, what do you need from us?
We're stuck in Hacker's Dungeon.
What was that?
Ha! We just found a way out. Gotta go.
Climb on up, guys! The boss isn't gonna be too happy about this.
Oh, thank you so much, Hacky Poo!
Think nothing of it.
Oh, one last thing. When we become masters of cyberspace, I was thinking we should rename it Wicked Space!
What?
I mean, what better way for a king to honor his queen?
First of all, we will not be ruling cyberspace. I will be ruling cyberspace. And if I do rename it, it won't be after you.
In that case, I am so out of here!
No, no, no. Please, don't go. I didn't mean it.
Will it be Wicked Space or not?
Oh, come on! You can't be serious.
I can.
And I am!
Fine!
Got it!
Hurry! It's nearly sundown! Good luck!
Okay, so we gotta make a lid 12 cyber inches by 14 cyber inches.
But look what we have to work with. It doesn't have one square corner.
No problem. We can use this. Catch.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Am I sorry?
How are we going to make the last lid without the carpenter's square?
I steal the Book of Unhappy Endings. Give her a crown, a painting, a flag, a new broom closet. And this is the thanks I get. Yikes! What are you two dunce buckets doing down there? And where's the king?
We can explain, boys.
And where's Digit and that earth pest? Stop, thieves!
It's Hacker! Faster!
Mother Goose, help! We need a ride! Enchanted Forest, and step on it!
OK,
Okay, so we don't have a tool to make the last lid. Maybe we don't need a tool. Maybe we just need something we know for sure has a square corner. Matt, we do have something in your hand.
Huh? Right. We can do what we did last time because we know this lid has straight sides and square corners.
Just trace a square corner and two sides onto this, then measure it.
You got it, Ziff. Trace it, Jax.
Okay, there's our first square corner. Give me the ruler. It's 12 cyber inches going up and 14 cyber inches across. Then if I make another square corner at the 12 mark and measure 14 cyber inches across, all I have to do is draw a straight line down from the top to the bottom, and we've got our rectangle.
All right, we did it. Let's cut to fit.
The sun is setting.
Inez, put the book in the box.
Wait, don't forget the magic words.
And they all lived happily ever after.
Quick, put it in.
Now the lid.
It worked.
Now the medium box.
Another perfect fit.
Put the third lid on, quick!
Hooray!
Sundown! And all is well!
The king is back in his castle. And the Book of Unhappy Endings is hidden where Hacker will never find it. Now that's what I call living happily ever after.